Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
What's the first thing you'd do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport app says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in and listening all over North America. It's Thursday. It's a good day to be here. Well, every day is a good day to be here. This is when I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. And thank you to you for listening all over North America. This should be a holiday. This should be a day where you don't got to work. And some people decided to make it a holiday anyway. It's Major League Baseball opening day. Yes, that also means spring is here. Anyway, I'm going to give you an update on some of the scores, some of the games. We have some new faces and new places. I'll give you some updates. And then throughout the course of the show, it's a big day. It's a big night. We're going to know some of the teams, well, at least four of them, that are going to advance to the Elite Eight this weekend. We'll get into that. We have some amazing guests. A matter of fact, in about 20 minutes, John Crispin is going to come through and join us. Covers all things NCAA. For Westwood One Radio, you might have heard him on a lot of the calls here on CBS Sports Radio. Stephanie Epstein is going to come through and join us to talk some baseball from Sports Illustrated. That'll be next hour. We've had some news throughout the course of the day. We've had Michael Penix Jr. working out, Drake May working out, trying to show off and let everybody know that they should be higher picks in this year's draft, or should I say next month's draft. We're going to talk about the dirty player and the bad teammate that is Draymond Green. I don't care what he's done. I'm talking about what he's doing right now. The Chiefs owner says he's not cheap. The New York Jets owner says, I wasn't beefing with my coach. Alex Rodriguez, he was in line to be one of the next owners of the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's dead. That's not happening. And Caitlin Clark, yeah, she's trying to win a national championship right now. Yeah, Ice Cube offered her $5 million. She also has an invite to participate in Team USA's basketball camp while the tournament is going on. Like, how many more opportunities can Caitlin Clark get? I do not know. And speaking of opportunities, it looks like there is a sliver. It looks like there's a real possibility that Joel Embiid might come back this season. Last I looked, the season is almost over. Almost. We're getting there. Shout out to everybody listening on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. We got people locked in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. If you're sitting at a baseball game and listening to the radio right now, congratulations. Thank you. Sirius XM channel 158. smart speakers. You can ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We got a lot to do to get into. Clemson versus Arizona, San Diego State at UConn, Alabama, North Carolina, and Illinois at Iowa State. We're going to get a little bit closer to the Final Four after tonight, as the teams that win will advance to the Elite Eight. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, how are you, man? You doing good?
JR, I'm doing good. The back's feeling a little better today compared to yesterday. Terrific. Baseball is back, so spirits are high today.
This is like a holiday, right?
Yes and yes. I think baseball opening day is the best of all the major sports. But when you have no game until 3 p.m. Eastern is the first one, it does feel like it takes a little bit of air out of the balloon.
Yeah, that took me for a little bit of a loop when I checked in a couple of days ago. I'm used to, like, 1 p.m. start on the East Coast, a 4 p.m. start on the West. Any indication, inclination why these games were pushed back this go-around?
I mean, obviously, the Mets and the Phillies were the two, I guess, games they scheduled at 1 o'clock and both were rained out. I don't know why they had two games scheduled at 1. I guess that's classic Major League Baseball day. You'd think today would be wall-to-wall baseball, especially in the afternoon, right? Obviously, the West Coast games are on a four-Eastern, but one local. Like, you think opening day of all days, it feels like that should be one where everyone's playing during the day. Get some sunshine, get everyone out. Like you said, maybe skip school, play hooky from work, whatever it is. Treat it like it's like a true holiday. And instead, like, most of these games are on a night. It's honestly frustrating.
Yeah, I for the life of me, I didn't find that answer. And I know a lot of the start times are to the discretion or at the discretion of the local teams. Now, having said that, I don't think it's a coincidence that we've had so many games that started at about, 4 p.m. Eastern. And we got a game, a matter of fact, it should have ended. Is it done yet? Yeah, it's official. This is the first game of the afternoon. I watched it. It got going at about 3 o'clock. The Orioles just went out there and clobbered the Angels. Mike Trout hit a home run. Now, let's see how many home runs he can hit before he has to hit the bench with an injury. But he hit a home run, and then the Orioles just proceeded to batter them down. And looking at that game and looking at the atmosphere in Camden Yards, seeing the excitement. And yeah, everybody can be excited at the beginning of the season. Everybody's going to be excited for opening day. But if you're an Orioles fan, and yesterday we talked about what they look like, and I said that, when I take a look at the Orioles, I see a team that could potentially go to the World Series, certainly a young one, had them on my top six list. But the fact that they have a new owner in David Rubenstein, that's a big move. And I actually listened to his interview while he was in the broadcast booth for Masson. And they had him up there for multiple innings. And he just sounded like a guy that's like, hey, I love baseball. I know baseball. I'm not going to sit around and try to make decisions for this team. But don't ask me about the architecture of Camden Yards. They're going to take some time and spend some money to fix it up. And then how about this? On the Orioles social media, they showed that he was actually out at the ballpark and he was buying beers. He was buying food. He was hooking the people up. Listen to this.
I want to introduce myself. I'm Mike Arrighetti, one of the new owners of the O's. This is... my best friend Smitty, also a new owner of the O's. And this is Mitch. We're buying everybody a beer.
Let's go!
Let's go! Let's go!
Let's go! Let's go!
Yeah, free alcohol will get everybody going. Hickey, what is a beer now at the stadium? Like $15 somewhere?
Gotta take out a mortgage if you want to drink at the stadium.
Oh my God. If you want to impress me and give me three free beers, I mean, don't impress me. How about give me a free ticket to the next game for showing up to the home opener? But these are businessmen. There's about 17. It's a group of 17 owners, new owners with the Orioles. That also includes Cal Ripken Jr. How amazing is that, with David Rubenstein being the principal? He is the money man, the super money man. He talked about how big of a friend he is with Michael Bloomberg, so you know what kind of circles that he is rolling in. Congratulations to the Baltimore Orioles. The first of many wins throughout the course of the year, beating the Angels 11-3. and many beatings here that the Angels will receive throughout the course of the year. I told you about the Mike Trout home run. Everybody's favorite baseball player who hates baseball, Anthony Rendon, he was 0 for 4. Can't wait to see what his first hit looks like. Some of the other games that we've had here in action this afternoon, the New York Yankees and the Astros are currently going at it. They're tied at 4-4. Yankees were in a 4-0 hole or 0-4 hole until they were able to start to climb back. And then how about this? You go out to Los Angeles at this moment, this second. The seventh inning just ended, and the Dodgers are beating up on the Cards, as they should, 7-1. Freddie Freeman has hit a home run. New shortstop Mookie Betts has hit a home run. Shohei Ohtani is 2 of 3. He has not hit a home run yet. You know it's coming. People are waiting on the Shohei Ohtani home run. He does have one run. And the Dodgers are doing what they're supposed to do. Beat the living hell out of some of these other teams. And so, yes, baseball is back. Spring is upon us. It made me feel good. Hickey, what's the weather up in New York today? Is it cold? Is it hot? Is it still raining? It's crap?
Raining, cloudy, crappy. Tomorrow's going to be nice, Saturday, but not today.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. I know you mean it. Thank you, JR.
No, it's beautiful. It's not a cloud in the sky here. It's blue. It's warm. You know, I got on shorts. It's nice.
I'm very happy to hear that. I'm very happy to hear you are right now lounging in beautiful weather.
But it's not all that bad. I mean, south of you in Baltimore, because watching the game at Camden Yards, I said it was beautiful. You know, last week I forgot that spring started. Yeah, I don't get into all that spring forward, fall back, spring forward. It doesn't matter what the hell it is. I don't get into it. Clocks automatically update in my house. I don't got to fix anything but the stove. I don't know. Microwave. Outside of that, I didn't realize there was spring last week. I just get up and go to work. I don't care what day, what season it is. I'm like the mailman, and not Karl Malone, because Karl Malone got problems, okay? I'm like the mailman who delivers. Rain, sleet, hail, snow. I'm delivering. I don't care what's going on outside. But looking at the Orioles and looking at the enthusiasm of the fans, a downtrodden franchise over the past 20 years, seeing their enthusiasm and their happiness, looking at the sky, which was blue, it finally made me go, well, damn, this is spring. Like, this is a turn of the seasons. Like, we're at a good part of the year. It's not absolutely blazing hot outside. I know there's some parts of the country I saw dealing with snow earlier this week, but that's fine. Spring is here. Baseball is here. You can waste your time between now and October sitting around watching a baseball game or two or three or four every day until it gets cold again. Baseball is the ultimate signifier for me for spring. Some people like flowers. I don't know. What else signifies? Easter, right? Isn't Easter on Sunday? Hickey, help me.
That's right. You're 100% right.
Tomorrow's Good Friday, then.
Yes, it is.
Tomorrow's Good Friday. Every Friday's good for me. Tomorrow's Good Friday for everybody. Easter's on Sunday. Baseball is back. The NFL draft is coming up next month. April 1st is Monday. The NBA is going towards the playoffs. We're going to have an Elite Eight by the time we pull up to this weekend. Am I missing anything, Hickey? NHL playoffs are coming soon, too.
You forget the biggest one. I can't believe it, honestly.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. The NFL draft.
Right.
Okay. Elite Eight Final Four is coming up. And Major League Baseball just started.
Right.
We got playoffs for the NBA and NHL.
Right.
The Masters?
Actually, that's not what I was thinking about, but you are 100% right about that.
Yeah, it's coming. Help me out. Give me a clue. Give me a hint.
Most popular sport in this country is coming back.
The UFL this Saturday?
Spring football. Come on, JR. If that does not signify spring is here, I don't know what else does.
Yeah, pop quiz. Pop quiz with no Google. Where do the Battle Frogs play?
You could tell me that's a real name, and I probably would have said false. There's no way the Battle Frogs sound real, but...
They're not a team. I think they are.
You know, I think you're right, but I could not tell you where they play.
I don't even know the answer. Is the St. Louis Battle... No, I got it wrong. Hey, they are the St. Louis Battle Hawks.
Not the Frogs. Say frogs. I don't know. That does not sound intimidating. We're taking on the Battle Frogs this week. Yeah, wow.
I feel like at some point in time there was a... there's like a battle frog. Am I bugging?
You got the Horned Frog of TCU.
Right. TCU Horned Frogs. Maybe Battle Frogs. Let me see. Yeah. Oh, no. I thought Battle Frog was a children's cartoon, but it's not. it's not that either. Anyway, yes, Hickey's correct. Amongst the Masters, the Final Four, NBA, NHL playoffs, the start of baseball, the NFL draft. I'll say the Masters again. I'm probably missing something. Who cares? Spring is here, and we're ready for UFL football. Not really. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. So much to get into. I told you we got four games that will decide who goes to the Elite Eight. A matter of fact, in about 5 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with John Crispin from Westwood One NCAA Radio. What teams have the best chance of moving forward? What teams have the best chance of winning it all? We're going to get into that. We'll look at some of these quarterback prospects who worked out today. Penix Jr., May. We'll talk about the Chiefs. We're going to get into Alex Rodriguez, not even playing baseball anymore, but a big swing and a miss to purchase a franchise. It sucks for him. There's so much to do to get into. Baseball, basketball, football, everything. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. March Madness talk on the other side.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Instacart shoppers know groceries. They know that you can't make guacamole with rock-hard avocados. They know how to quickly find those peanut butter pretzels you can never find. And they keep you in the know by giving you updates about your order along the way. Let Instacart shoppers help take shopping off your plate so you can get time and energy back for what really matters. Visit Instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, Major League Baseball has its opening day. But I know college basketball is going to have the night. A matter of fact, in about 40 or so minutes, we're going to have two teams that get us launched and started on our way to the Elite Eight. Arizona and Clemson are scheduled to kick off in about 40 to 50 minutes from now to talk about all of the action going on the men's side of college basketball. Joining us is John Crispin, covers, calls games for us here via Westwood One. Hey, John, thank you for taking the time to hop on.
Hey, my pleasure. Best time of year. I feel like I was on a show earlier today with a former football player as a host, and I told him, I said, this is like the time where it's basically the same as football is all year round. Like, we are talking about basketball on a level that we talk about football all year round. So us hoops guys are pretty happy that we're relevant. It's really nice to be relevant right now.
Yeah, look, the way sports operates in the calendar, this is an amazing time of year, and you're 100% correct as we get ready to march towards Phoenix, Arizona. I talked about Clemson and Arizona. Let's get back to them. I know last week up in Brooklyn, you called a couple of games. You called a bunch of games.
Yep.
And one of those teams that is moving on and is going to play after Clemson and Arizona, about 30 minutes, 20 minutes after that, is UConn in San Diego State. You know, watching UConn up close and personal, are they really going to run roughshod through everybody? What did you observe with your two eyes in front of you?
Well, what I observed is if they can get out of the East, they're probably going to win a national championship because they'll be tested by a number of different styles. And the truth is their depth and versatility has held up. I mean, the thing that we got to point out is they're different than last year's UConn team. I mean, they're a different team last year. I mean, yeah, you lose Jordan Hawkins, Andre Jackson. Of course, you lose some key players, Adama Sanogo. So you're not going to be the same team. So you've got to be willing to adapt. But you're going to adapt with the same culture that you've got. You're going to adapt with the consistency of your coach because he has been incredibly consistent. So they're a little different. They brought in Cam Spencer, who I think has been a tremendous, tremendous pickup. The kid's just a flat-out winner. He can play kind of three to four different positions. He just fills a lot of holes, and he makes you a good team. So they're playing with a different kind of pace. They stop trying to throw the ball inside all the time. They're playing Kling as a lob guy a lot of the times. They're doing a lot of different things. I think they're one of the toughest teams to figure out. And it's not that they're dictating the game. They're finding the game as they play. And then their different rotations are different. You know, they can go 9, 10, 11 deep. And every time they change their rotation, there are different tendencies that you got to prepare for. So I don't really know how you prepare for that team. I think all you can do is hope that they turn it over, hope that they miss shots, and hope that they don't get offensive rebounds. But that's a lot of hope. When it comes this time of year, because that is a ridiculously good team playing some of their best basketball too at this point.
John Crispin from Westwood One NCAA Radio is joining us. Having said that, John, when you take a look at the rest of the field and who's left out of the other 15, who do you think would give them their best run for the money?
Man, it's got to be someone that's incredibly disruptive but can score. And no, I think Houston comes to mind, and frankly, like, first off, I think one of the toughest teams, probably the two toughest teams, is Iowa State and Illinois. I mean, so that's why I say if they can get out of the East, I feel like they should win the national championship. I really do feel like Houston could be that incredibly disruptive team, but then you got Purdue looming. And the more I look at Purdue, the more I realize that they're different too, right? They don't just immediately throw the ball inside. It's obvious that they do. But how they get it there puts you in a bad spot, right? You get chasing the guards around the perimeter. They play Edie as a trail guy in the initial transition break. The four runs the paint. He occupies the rim and then vacates, and then Zach Edie trails the play. It's a really brilliant system, so you force everybody to collapse and cover your four. Then he vacates, and you play drag ball screens in transition with Zach Edie. He rolls to the paint, holds the seal. There's so many things that you just can't prepare for because they have so many options within their offense. And those young guards that struggled last year, they've grown up quite a bit. So it's like you look at Purdue and you look at Houston and you watch these teams, you go, all right, can they be disruptive enough? Well, I think Houston can. I don't know if Purdue can be disruptive enough defensively to really slow down the UConn attack because it'll force Purdue in more of an up-and-down game. And in that sense, I don't know if that's one that Purdue can win. So it might be Houston with their pace, their intensity, but – you know, Jamal Shedd, LJ Cryer, they got to be scorers. Those guys probably got to combine for 40-plus points if they're going to beat a team like UConn, because that's that next step for Houston, right? They were a defensive team. They're still a defensive team. But in the NCAA tournament, man, you still got to score more than your opponent to advance.
No doubt about it. Well, John, a team that Houston has to get by is Duke. You saw them last week. I remember actually calling some games for the junior NBA, looking at some of their best prospects, Bronny James, and one young man that I really remember, Kyle Filipowski.
Yeah.
And to see what he is doing right now, what impresses you about him? Because he was beating up kids when I saw him. He's like 15 years old.
You know, it's one of the most impressive things was his first game, the round of 64 game that everybody kind of got on his case about. He took one shot. He might have had 4 points, had 4 assists. And everybody's saying, you know, Kyle Filipowski laid a dud. And I kind of laughed at it. I was like, well, you clearly didn't watch the game, because what I saw was a guy that deferred because he was getting doubled. So if you're getting doubled and if you can pass, you then create an advantage for your team, right? You welcome the double team. They have to double Kyle Filipowski because he's got that advantage. Most teams switch. You find the matchup. He goes in the post. You throw it inside. They double. Once he's able to pass out of the double, Duke's at an advantage. So I think Kyle Filipowski showed an unselfishness that he was going to sacrifice his own game and his own points to be able to create opportunities for his teammates. And sure enough, the next game rolls around and you got JMU where they've got to be tough. It's going to be a physical matchup. They're kind of challenging their toughness. Well, he wasn't going to get double teamed, so he had his way. So it's kind of a pick your poison type thing. And the other thing is he played well, and so did Jared McCain. In terms of making shots, they're able to space the floor. They play five guys who can really play outside in. Duke was probably, I would say, outside of UConn's dominance, Duke was the most impressive team to me because they showed that whatever you take away, they have options. And that JMU team, I'm telling you, JMU was as tough as I've seen in a long time. JMU actually reminded me a lot of Louisville when they won the national championship with Rick Pitino. Yes, they were a little hacky, and I say that, and it doesn't mean like I don't like that. That's just how they play. They get their hands on you. If you dribble the basketball, they're going to try to take it away. They may take half your arm, but that's what they do all game. That's what they did against Wisconsin. John Shire was completely prepared for it. He challenged those guys, and they responded. They were the aggressor for 40 minutes against JMU, and it was one of the more impressive performances. I think it's one of those things that kind of slid under the radar because it was JMU, and it wasn't a big name. But the reality was Duke looked as good as anybody. Now, they're going to have one heck of a game to get through Houston because all they're going to deal with is constant disruption. Now, I will tell you, the best thing they can do is run pick-and-roll situations, welcome the double team, pass out of that double and let Kyle Filipowski on a short roll play 4-on-3. Nobody wants to do it because it's a risk, right? To welcome a double team that Houston likes to put on you, they just ambush you with a double team. But if you can pass out of it, you've got an advantage. I think that's something Duke will explore.
Yeah, Filipowski's fundamentals are
oh, it's just unreal.
Yeah, it just makes the right play just about every time. John Crispin is joining us. Calls the games here, Westwood One NCAA Radio. You mentioned Pitino and Louisville, and it got me thinking. We know Louisville just hired their new head coach in Kelsey, and we know also even earlier in the week we can look at another blue blood school in Kentucky and what's going on with John Calipari. We could think about a lot of the other coaches that have decided to up and leave over the past few years. Is it just NIL? What do you think about this new era and the new blood that we have in coaching in college?
You know, it's interesting. It's NIL, it's transfer portal. I think the transfer portal in the COVID year might be worse than NIL. I think NIL is just a challenge. You know, I think it's something that we're trying. Yeah, NIL is something we got to learn how to get comfortable with and at some point find some sort of, like, you know, middle ground that makes sense but is also sustainable. Like, the way it is right now, it's not sustainable for anybody. It's not sustainable for the Power 5 teams, and it sure is not sustainable for any of those kind of, you know, mid-level conferences, let alone low-level Division One. We've got to figure out the NIL, but the number one thing to me is just the constant movement of players. Like, how do you continue to build culture, build a winner, establish an identity, but also develop kids with accountability and good habits? I think that's something we're sacrificing. And truth be told, I really do believe, because, look, it can be the right thing to do in theory. Again, the way we're going about it, I don't think we did it right. But it could be both right and horrible at the same time. And I think that's what we're experiencing. You know, we put a big Band-Aid on this situation, which was, let's just do NIL and transfer portal, yet we really didn't put any real rules to it. We just said, go. You know, it's the Wild West, and we handed everybody a revolver. You know, I think it's something that we're going to have to bob and weave a little bit, but the biggest challenge is schools that you've got guys that have been to four, now five different, I mean, I've had guys that have been to four different schools, five different schools. There's no continuity within programs. You know, players, yeah, they figure each other out to a degree, but to execute on a level that is, you know, go to a Final Four, win a national championship, it comes down to the guys that have been playing together. And I think that's what's going to be exposed in this. You know, why does Kentucky lose? They don't know each other, and they don't know how to play together. And I think Cal, over the years, has benefited from talent, yet now he's got to act like an overseas professional coach, where year in, year out, you've got a new group, and you've got to manipulate them to play well together.
that is a challenge that I don't think anyone's really figured out yet. And truth be told, I don't think you can really figure it out. I think it's a lot of luck when you assemble a new team that doesn't know each other to get them to actually buy into one another, let alone the university that they really have no ties to, because if it doesn't work out, they're gone the next year. I mean, we have free agency in college basketball that makes NBA free agency look boring. I mean, year in, year out. So I think it's a challenge. Nobody feels badly for coaches. That's kind of the narrative we've rolled with, right? And those guys make all the money. No one feels badly. But I'll tell you, it's getting really hard to keep your job. I think that's going to be a recurring theme for a while now. It's really hard to keep your job at some of these Power 5 schools that have all the expectation in the world, Kentucky being one of them.
Well, John, you talk about all the movement that goes on in college basketball right now and compared it to NBA free agency. This hasn't gotten a lot of attention. The NBA has decided to eliminate its G League Ignite team because of NIL. And there's been a lot of talk over this tournament. We know Caitlin Clark is the biggest name, you know, in college basketball, men or women's side. Do you think the elimination of the G League Ignite team is going to kind of help put some more shine back on the men's side over the next few years? Or is this kind of just what it is right now, a free-for-all?
Yeah, no, I don't really think it changes much because you look at G League Ignite, you got great talent, but they still need to be developed. Like, those guys don't walk right into the NBA, and they're not superstars right away. They need to learn how to adapt to the game. See, I think what we're really messing up is the fact that college is the best preparation for the NBA, not because the game's similar, but because it teaches you how to adjust to another level. Like, guys come up into college, I don't care how talented you are. You could have been, and everybody's a superstar coming into college. Wherever they came from, they were a superstar. The adjustment is significant. The speed, the length, the fact that you have to think so much to make it instinctual so you can play instinctual. That's a skill. That's an art. It's something you've got to learn. And that's where I think college is really good for these kids. You also learn accountability. Like, you learn how to be a pro. I think that's something that, like, we say a lot of these things in our social times. Everything is almost like deemed to be wrong or right. And I'm saying, how about it's both? You're not wrong, but you might not be right either, right? It's somewhere in between to say, like, it's not that college is the perfect situation, but somewhere in that nuanced in between, you're learning how to become a professional. You're learning how to behave. And this is, again, this is something we're so careful to talk about, but it's important. If you want to be a 10-year, 12-year, 15-year pro, you've better learn accountability. You better develop good habits. Like, these pros aren't pros because they just show up. They're pros because they develop good habits along the way. They're held accountable, even if the accountability is to their expectation, right? LeBron James is held accountable to his expectation. He's held accountable to everyone else's expectation of him. And he's great because he lives up to it. Did he just do that overnight? No, it's something he learned how to do. And I think that's something that these college kids, they're not really ready for the pro game yet. And part of that is they haven't really learned what it takes to be a professional. So I really do hope that's something that they get out of the game. But I also hope that we can come up with some sort of, you know, a rule system. Nobody likes rules anymore, but some sort of guidelines. We'll call them guidelines or boundaries, right? That sounds better. We don't mind that as much. When it comes to the transferring, like, sign contracts, it's going to happen, right? If you want to be paid, you're going to end up signing a contract. At that point, guys aren't able to move as much, and the longer they stay someplace, the better they're going to be overall. They're going to learn how to make things work. They're going to learn how to adapt to their reality. That's what it's like to be a pro, and I don't think that's something they're learning right now.
John Crispin is here with us from Westwood One NCAA Radio. Calls the game's last question for you, John. We're on the heels of this upcoming game, not too long away from now, about 30 minutes, 40 minutes, Clemson, Arizona. But it sounds like, as an overall, you're leaning towards UConn in Houston. Who do you see cutting those nets in Arizona?
You know, it's funny. I really think Clemson's a tough matchup for Arizona because of the way they operate in the half court, particularly outside in with P.J. Hall. When you play with a big guy who's a good ball mover like Kyle Filipowski, you know, he's very similar in that sense, good passer, knows how to read the game, ball doesn't stick in the big's hands. They play around the perimeter. They play kind of a five-out, none-in type of offense at time, and P.J. Hall can go in the post. But really, when they play with him around the perimeter, they can control and dictate kind of the tempo, the pace, the overall feel of the game. And it almost forces Arizona into a more efficient like contest where it's not going to be as up and down. And obviously, if Clemson allows the game to get up and down, that favors Arizona heavily. You know, I think Arizona is the better team, but the better team doesn't always win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the biggest concern is how they defend the perimeter in, particularly ball pressure on P.J. Hall, because when they get through their options offensively and they get the back cuts going and back cuts into a go-behind three, they really find something offensively where you get defenses chasing. And then if Arizona shoots quickly and misses, that game's going to slow down quite a bit, and then it favors Clemson. So how the game's played may determine the outcome. I still like Arizona. I think they're a team that could win a national championship. I don't think they will, but I think they're made to be a good NCAA tournament team. But I think the matchup's tough. It's a very experienced and a well-coached Clemson team with a big who knows how to pass.
We're going to see how things roll throughout the course of the night, the next week and a half. John, thank you so much for taking the time to hop on. Where can people follow you on the radio and elsewhere?
Oh, I'm on SiriusXM right now with the Big Ten channel. I'll be there tomorrow morning, and then I'll be there all week next week. But I'm starting to shut it down. We're getting towards the off season, so I'm done traveling. I'm home, and I'm getting to my honey-do list. So I don't know if that's a good thing or what, but doing it nonetheless.
As long as you use an NCAA officially sponsored ladder, okay, for the list. All right?
Oh yeah, oh of course. I got Werner. We're good.
All right, John, thank you so much. We'll catch you on down the line, okay?
You got it. My pleasure. Enjoy.
No, thank you. John Crispin joining us. Hey, Hickey, did you hear that? You got to use the correct ladder. Everybody knows the ladder to use. Everybody.
It's almost like ingrained. The NCAA has it down. Hey, it's tournament time. Don't say ladder unless it's Werner.
There you go. It's been said twice in the show. Send us a check.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost my turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture.
Maestro is an Oscar-nominated movie Bradley Cooper's in, and I'm sure it's a perfect quality, well-done movie, but it looks a little boring. Honestly, I fell asleep during the billboard.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I've never called nobody, which word did he use? He was dumb or stupid?
Dumb.
Dumb, yeah. Never done that. That's what he said. That's what he concluded. And I still love him, by the way. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thank you so much to John Crispin for joining us in the last break. Coming through to break down March Madness action. I don't want to say it's coming down to a close, but every day that goes by, it kind of is. Sweet 16 starts tonight and tomorrow. We move into the weekend, and it's the 8, and then we move on to 4, and then boom, we're in Phoenix, Arizona for the Final Four. Can't wait. In about 25 minutes from now, we got Clemson in Arizona. They're getting us kicked off. We got San Diego State at UConn. They're about an hour away. North Carolina, Alabama tonight. Then we got Illinois and Iowa State. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, one of the points that we discussed with John was just about NIL and so many of the adjustments that we have right now in college, and it's tough to build a team. And guys like John Calipari is scuffling, trying to not just recruit young talent, but to keep them and grow with them and kind of mold them into something. Well, amongst all of the chaos, there we go. Amongst all of the chaos today, Major League Baseball opening day, also taking a look at the Sweet 16, we've had pro days here. We got quarterbacks who are trying to make their, well, close to last physical impression for the teams that are going to be looking for quarterbacks in the draft. And not just quarterbacks, but of course, people care about the QBs more than anybody else. We know what it looks like for the Chicago Bears at number one. Caleb Williams is just going right the hell up off the board. But what happens with the Commanders at two? Need a quarterback. What happens with the Patriots at three? Need a quarterback. What happens to the Cardinals? Don't need a quarterback. Are they going to stay in that spot? Are they going to trade back? Are they going to get a receiver? Chargers, number five, they don't need a quarterback. They need a receiver. The New York Giants, oh, yeah, that's right. They got Daniel Jones. They've been interviewing quarterbacks. The New York Giants got a meeting scheduled with J.J. McCarthy. They are kicking the tires. The New York Giants are kind of kicking the tires to see what's out there. A matter of fact, listen to this. ESPN Giants reporter Jordan Renan. This is from yesterday. He was talking about how the Giants owner John Mara thinks that this quarterback class is the best in a long time.
Now, one thing Mara also said that really caught my attention, he said the Giants front office told them this is the best quarterback group they've seen in a long time. Now, when a coach says that, and you have a team that's potentially quarterback needy, it really opens some eyes. But the other question you have to think is one of these top quarterbacks actually going to be there when the Giants pick at six? Or, as Mike Reese said earlier, and we heard Robert Kraft, do they potentially have to move up to one of those earlier spots to get him?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Giants are reportedly having a private workout with J.J. McCarthy. Now, you wonder, and I don't know about this. Are there going to be some shenanigans? I don't know. The Chargers select at number five. The Giants select at six. Cardinals are there at number four. If the Giants want J.J. McCarthy, do they need to move up? Do they need to have a conversation with Coach Harbaugh of the Chargers to maybe do a flipperoo? I don't know, but does it matter to move to five or four? Some of the quarterbacks that worked out today, well, they did a good job. How about Michael Penix Jr.? This man was out here flashing his athleticism. Had a 4.5 40 for a quarterback. That's crazy. 36-inch vertical jump. He was killing it. And he's also confident. You got to listen to the man. Michael Penix Jr. He was on ESPN telling everybody what he would bring to an NFL team.
They're going to get a guy that's going to help lift the team up, you know, help elevate everybody around them. You know, that's why I feel like I've been able to do it two different places. And I've been super blessed to be able to have great players around me, you know, to help up my game, you know, continue to allow me to become better day in and day out. So I'm just super blessed, and they're going to get a winner.
Well, we know what this man did in college, right? Michael Penix Jr. this past season led the Huskies to the national championship. They lost. We know that. We've heard the stories. We know about how old he is. He's going to be 24 later this year. We can think about his knee surgeries and the transfers. They could say he is what he is, but maybe he's the most prepared already to participate in the NFL. It seems like he's gotten a little lost here in the process. Like Michael Penix Jr. is an afterthought. If I remember correctly, I either heard or one of our guests said this early in the week. My apologies for talking to a million people. Someone said that, yeah, he's just going to go in the second round. No need to pick him up now. Everybody's putting their best foot forward. And Penix Jr., maybe with his athleticism, is showing people, yeah, you know I got a bomb for an arm. I can throw the ball a million yards, 60, 70, 75 yards. And I can also move. Don't be mistaken. Everybody trying to put their best foot forward this time of year. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, we're going to take a break. I'm going to tell you about another quarterback who has seemingly been lost in the mix. I'm going to tell you about an NBA player who was always in the mix. Stephanie Epstein from SI comes through to talk some baseball with us. And then on the other side of the break, I can't wait for this too. I can watch it in the studio. Clemson getting ready to take on Arizona. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. It's heaven on CBS Sports Radio.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.